Captain's log, stardate 41263.1. We have rendezvoused with the USS Fearless, from which a Starfleet propulsion expert and his assistant are beaming over to conduct tests on the Enterprise's warp drive engines. They have completed similar adjustments on two other Starfleet vessels. I don't understand your concern, Number One. They're not authorized to make any alterations in our engines. According to Starfleet's report, they will simply run tests on different ways of entering warp speed and different intermix formulas. Where's the harm in that?
It's the specs Kaczynski sent us. In my opinion, sir, they're gibberish.
Gibberish?
Mr. Data, would you explain?
Sir, we put Mr. Kaczynski's specs into the computer and ran a controlled test on them. There was no improvement in engine performance.
Then how do you explain Starfleet's report that the same tests on the USS Ajax and on the Fearless over there resulted in a measurable increase in propulsion?
Our engines are new, sir. Top condition. The tests on those older ships may have simply been to straighten out some engine inefficiency.
Bridge from Transporter, Chief. Two from USS Fearless are ready to beam over.
Stand by for Mr. Riker, Chief. He's on his way.
Aye, sir.
Since you're concerned about these tests.
Yes, sir. Captain, if I may, I'll ask Counselor Troy to look these visitors over.
Very good.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Kaczynski. I'm the first officer, Commander William Riker, and this is...
Where is the captain, please?
He's engaged in other duties, sir.
A ship's engines should be the concern of a ship's captain.
They are, sir. Which is why they have made the first officer directly responsible for an engine's conditions and performance. Guided, of course, by one of our chief engineers, Lieutenant Commander Argyle, in this case.
A pleasure to meet you, sir. I appreciated receiving the specs.
To which you have no end of questions.
Aye, I have.
And you, sir, are listed as...
As Mr. Kaczynski's assistant. My actual name is unpronounceable by humans.
You're from Tau Alpha C. That's very distant.
All approved and described in the Starfleet communications. Now, I would like to set up in the engine room immediately.
I'll have our chief engineer show you to his engine room.
No need. I know my way around starships.
One thing that Kaczynski isn't hiding is bad disposition.
Agreed. Also, he's arrogant, overbearing, self-important, and very sure of himself and his ability.
And the other one, his assistant.
He's the puzzle. With most life forms, I can usually feel something. I may not be able to understand or interpret it, but I feel something, if only a presence. With him, nothing. Empty space. Though he isn't even here. Something about this concerns me. I don't know what. I can point to no reason yet.
Stay concerned, please. The safety of the Enterprise may be entrusted to these two.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. Thank you.
bridge, I shall begin my first test in precisely 15 minutes. Why is this child here?
He's working on a school project. Before you begin, there are some questions. First, tell us how you arrived.
In order to save myself time, let me ask those questions for you. You received the information which Starfleet provided you, fed it into your computer as precisely as humanly possible. Then you did a controlled test, and then, to your astonishment, nothing happened. So, you said, what's going on? This doesn't work. Kozinski's a fraud. You see, I have had this conversation on other Starfleet vessels before. They didn't understand it. Why should you?
Surely you're not saying it's unexplainable.
I am saying I'm not a teacher, nor do I wish to become one. I have neither the inclination nor the time.
You have all the time you need.
I don't think you understand. This has already been approved by Starfleet Command.
But it hasn't been approved by the chief engineer or by me.
I didn't know that was necessary.
Now you do.
Perhaps I should speak to Captain Picard.
If you like, it won't change anything.
How basic shall I be?
I'll leave that to you.
Would you get on the auxiliary panel, please? In order to save time, my assistant is going to lay in my base formulas more rapidly than any human being possibly could, even myself. So, here then, in the simplest possible terms, is what I do. Now, this warp drive system has been tuned only in the grossest possible sense, at least according to my standards. What I do is specific. Thank you.
Well, sufficient to say for now that these symbols and their relationships...
Something troubles you with the way this is configured?
However, those of you who are sufficient...
How about it now?
Yes. But shouldn't these be connected? Here. And here.
Now will it do what Kozinski says it will?
It has a chance. It might work better this way. Yes.
Nature itself. View with me, if you will, this screen as we consider the following. Now, is this merely mechanics, or is it nature that we deal with in all of this? And what else than nature are the elementals of space and time? You are trained in the system. You go in a straight line, competent, yes, perhaps even innovative in a minimalist sort of way. But what I do here is not the end of the process. It is the beginning. So, what do I do? Go back to the Fearless, which I left with a more efficient warp drive system than I found? Or do you cast off your ignorance and allow me to continue?
Could anything he's proposing damage our system?
How could it? It's meaningless.
Then we should let him try it.
What do you mean, let him try it? Don't talk about me in the third person as if I'm not standing right here.
Yes, we might as well let him try it.
Oh, yes, we might as well let him try it. You are too generous. Boy! Boy! Don't play with that.
Captain, main engineering is ready to proceed.
Engineering, this is the bridge.
It's your call.
Do this one just like the last time. Nothing changes. Commander, I'll make my preliminary adjustments at warp 1.5 and complete them as we achieve warp 4.
Engineering to bridge. Did you copy that?
Affirmative, number one. You ready?
We are.
A forward set in warp 1.5.
Warp 1.5, sir.
Engage.
All right. Here we go. scales are.
Reverse engines.
Captain, no one has ever reversed engines at this velocity.
Because no one has gone this fast. Reverse engines.
All stops. Reading all stops, sir.
Position?
Calculating it, sir. Data, what do you read over there?
Malfunction. I trust.
Position, Mr. LaForge.
Well, sir, according to these calculations, we've not only left our own galaxy, but passed through two others, ending up on the far side of Triangulum. The galaxy known as M33.
That's not possible. Data, what distance have we traveled?
2,700,000 light years, sir.
I can't accept that.
You must, sir. Our comparisons show it to be completely accurate.
And I calculate that at maximum warp, sir, it would take over 300 years to get home.
Captain's log, stardate 41263.2. This will be a rather unusual log entry, assuming Starfleet ever receives it. As I've already informed my crew, a phenomenal surge of power during a warp speed experiment has sent our starship hurtling out of our own galaxy and past another, taking us over 2,700,000 light years in a few minutes.
Message on this has already been transmitted to Starfleet, sir.
Which traveling subspace they should receive in 51 years, 10 months, 9 weeks, 16 days.
Mr. Data.
Sir?
Captain Picard, I presume.
We're still trying to determine what happens.
The truth is, Captain, I made a mistake. A wonderful, incredible mistake.
Just explain what brought us here.
As the power grew, I applied the energy asymptomatically. I anticipated some tilling, but it didn't occur. Now, that was my error, using the Bessel functions at the beginning.
What is he saying, number one?
To tell the truth, sir, it sounds like nonsense to me.
But?
Considering
where we are. You must assume it isn't.
Can I do something to help? I can call my mother. She's a doctor.
No, there's nothing she can do. I need to rest. I've been away too long.
What happened to you? Is it part of what happened to the ship?
Please believe me. I mean no harm to this vessel or those in it.
Is Mr. Kaczynski like he sounds? A joke?
No, that's too cruel. He has been some small part of it.
That space and time and thought aren't the separate things they appear to be? I just thought the formula you were using said something like that.
Boy, don't ever say that again. Especially not at your age, in a world that's not ready for such... such dangerous nonsense.
I've always suspected that this rate of speed was possible, of course, but at this level... no, never. We're going to need new definitions, new parameters.
Perhaps you could call it the Kaczynski scale.
Why not? Yes, of course. Since I'm the one who's made the so-called warp barrier meaningless. And Captain, this must be a special thrill for you.
Thrill?
Mm-hmm. As an explorer. In 3 centuries of space travel, we've charted just 11% of our galaxy. And then, we accomplished this.
Yes, but isn't the real point? Can you do it again? Can you get us home?
Well, of course I can. I'll just do what I did before.
Coming, Riker.
Commander Riker will join you in a moment.
Comment is invited. Counselor.
He's convinced he's right. I've no doubt of that.
Captain, can you allow a man who's made one mistake back into a position where he may make another?
Captain, what are our options, really? I mean, if this guy can't get us back, who will?
Captain, we're here. Why not avail ourselves of this opportunity for study? There is a giant protostar here in the process of forming. No other vessel has been out this far.
Spoken like a true Starfleet graduate. It is tempting, eh, number one?
Aye, sir, it is. But as they say, sir, you're the captain.
I know that if Kaczynski can get us home, Starfleet can use his technique to bring back a pure science vessel. Do even more. Number one, tell Kaczynski to prepare to get us out of here.
Aye, sir.
Do you realize how many great advancements of mankind have been tied to speed? This is a moment in history, right here, right now, and your names will be forever linked with mine.
Excuse me, Commander Riker. I don't think he did this. I think...
Not now, Wes. Standing by, number one.
But, sir, when all this happened, I was watching his assistant.
I'm sure this is fascinating, Wesley. I am looking forward to hearing all about it, but not right now.
Aye, sir.
Come on.
He's too tired. Why don't you do it by yourself?
Yes, why not?
No. I will help.
As you wish.
I've laid in the reciprocal course back, Captain.
Tell the captain I am ready, First Officer.
We're ready for you to engage, Captain.
As before, begin at warp 1.5.
Warp 1.5, sir.
Speed never exceeded warp 1.5.
All stop, sir.
Yes. But where is this place?
Where none have gone before.
Instead of returning to our own galaxy, the Enterprise has gone forward to a place in the universe which is uncharted and unknown. Our present position puts us at over a billion light years from our galaxy.
Beta, you have the helm.
I'll be in engineering.
You're telling me it's a kitty cat?
Yes. I suppose you could call it that.
I was at the colony where I grew up, being chased by a rape gang.
Are you all right? Well, you're safe now.
What's following us?
You look tense, Jean-Luc. Come and have a cup of tea. I'll make it real strong, the way you like it.
Maman?
We will have a nice, long talk.
This can't be. You've been...
dead, but I'm always with you. You know that.
Yes. I felt that. But why now? Suddenly.
You mean out here? Is what you say is the end of the universe? Or do you see this as the beginning of it?
We believe it, the outer rim. Maman, do you understand these things? Can you tell me where my ship is? What is this place?
Captain, you were reported headed for...
Just a moment, number one.
Red alert.
What is it, Captain? Why are we in general quarters?
I had to get everyone's attention. This seemed to be the quickest way. This is the captain. This is not a drill. It seems that in this place, the world of the physical universe and the world of ideas is somehow intermixed. What we think also becomes a reality. We must, therefore, I repeat, must begin controlling our thoughts. We will give you more on this as our understanding increases. The Enterprise will stay at full alert until the crisis is over.
What did you do?
It wasn't him. It never was. It was his assistant.
What are you talking about?
Kaczynski wasn't the one controlling the warp experiment.
It was me!
The equations he punched in were nonsense, just as we thought.
I honestly thought it was me. I thought somehow... somehow I was operating on his level.
It was also my fault, Captain. I should have realized it wasn't Kaczynski.
How could you? How could any of us?
Wesley did.
If you knew something, why didn't you say so?
He tried. Twice. I didn't listen.
He's unconscious. Why?
I'm not certain yet.
He phased, sir.
What does that mean?
Parts of him disappeared and then came back. Nobody else was paying attention to him the first time.
When we saw it this time, he seemed to be struggling, fighting it.
He's dying.
He must. He's the only one who can get us back.
Realistically, that doesn't seem possible.
Captain's log supplemental. Our position is unknown, and our only chance of returning to the known universe is a dying alien who is generally humanoid, but with a physiology sufficiently different from our own to create medical problems in caring for him. Cause?
I don't know. My equipment doesn't register his kind of life signs. I would have to guess exhaustion, fatigue.
Is he gonna be all right?
What is the boy doing here?
Mom, he's my friend.
You may want him here before we're done, sir. He seems to have developed some sort of special attachment to the boy.
My name is Wesley, Commander Riker.
He knows. We all know. Will he live?
I'm not sure.
Wake him.
I recommend we let him come around on his own time.
We don't have that luxury. Wake him.
He could die. And with him, any chance we have.
Doctor. Wes. We all have other friends on board this ship. If we stay here much longer, we may lose the ability to distinguish between thought and reality. Now, regardless of the risk, wake him now. Do you recognize me? I'm the captain, and I need answers.
Do my best to provide.
Who are you? Or what?
I am a traveler.
Traveler? What is your destination?
Destination?
Yes. What place are you trying to reach?
Ah, place. No, there is no specific place I wish to go.
Then what is the purpose of your journey?
Curiosity.
That's not an answer.
I have certain abilities. They give me a knowledge of propulsion. I've been trading this for passage on Starfleet vessels.
And allowing Kaczynski to take credit for what you did?
It seemed the sensible way.
Until now.
Captain, I seek only transportation in order to see and experience your reality. I am no threat to you, your ship, or your crew.
He isn't, Captain. I know he isn't.
Our reality. And in order to satisfy this curiosity, you have brought my ship and my crew into grave risk.
I have made some mistakes.
Some mistakes? What mistakes could possibly explain these incredible explosions of velocity?
I don't know if I can put this in terms you'll understand.
I believe that there may be a warp speed that can get us beyond Galaxy M33. But there is no velocity of any magnitude that can possibly bring us wherever this is. Is it true what our navigational sensors are telling us? Are we millions of light years away from where we were?
Yes.
Well, what got us here?
Thought.
Thought?
You do understand, don't you, that thought is the basis of all reality. The energy of thought, to put it in your terms, is very powerful.
That's not an explanation.
I have the ability to act like a lens which focuses thought.
That's just so much nonsense. You're asking us to believe in magic.
Oh, yes, this could seem like magic to you.
No. No. That actually makes sense to me. Only the power of thought could explain what has been happening, especially out here.
Thought is the essence of where you are now. You do understand the danger, don't you?
Chaos. What we think is what happens.
It pains me. I was so careless, Captain. My intent was only to observe, not to cause this. You should not be here until your far, far distant future. Certainly not until you've learned control.
You are from a different time, aren't you?
Well, no, not exactly from another time. Although, as you understand the concept, yes, perhaps that term fits as well as any.
And you have this ability to travel.
Yes.
And others of your kind have the same ability.
Oh, yes.
Then why? In all of our history, is there no record of you or someone like you ever having visited us?
What wonderful arrogance. There is no record because we have not visited you before.
Why not?
Well, because up until now, if you'll forgive this, you've been uninteresting. It's only now that your life form merits serious attention. I'm sorry.
What's happening?
He's unconscious again.
Revive him.
Whatever you need from him, you better get it soon.
If I may suggest, sir, our first leap out of our galaxy was, as he said, a mistake. Unless he was distracted by something. And it weakened him in some way, resulting in the incredible leap out here.
Theory. Do you have any facts that fit this? Can you get us back? Wait, Captain, not so fast. We have an opportunity here for scientific discovery.
And we'll report our observations how?
To whom?
Can you get us back?
I will try.
Number one, take him down to main engineering. I'll be on the bridge.
No. He's very weak.
The captain is right. We must hurry. But first, I request a moment with the captain. Alone.
Strange how he seems to care for you.
He will forget me in time, which is as it should be. It's Wesley I wanted to speak to you about.
The boy?
It's best you do not repeat this to the others, especially not to the mother. Whatever happens, it is imperative that it proceed naturally.
I must get my ship back. Do we have time for this?
Oh, yes. He and a few like him are why I travel. You have it in your power to encourage him without interfering.
Encourage him in what?
Or shall I explain? Are you familiar with the intricacies of what is called here music?
Somewhat.
And such musical genius as I saw in one of your ship's libraries, one called Mozart, who as a small child wrote astonishing symphonies. A genius who made music not only to be heard, but seen and felt beyond the understanding, the ability of others. Wesley is such a person, not with music, but with the equally lovely intricacies of time, energy, propulsion, and the instruments of this vessel, which allow all that to be played. You're right, I must hurry now.
But you're right in something else. He is just a boy for now. He should be encouraged, but told none of this.
You've got to get back home. Take him to main engineering.
Yes, sir.
I'll be on the bridge.
Yes, sir.
Put it out!
How?
Vic! Put the flame out in your thoughts! Now, get to your station and concentrate on your assignment.
Yes, sir.
Captain's log. Any time entry is meaningless. We have no choice but to repeat the same warp experiment, but with one variation. A principal part of this warp formula will be the thoughts of everyone aboard the Enterprise. We have no idea exactly how this works. We understand only that the traveler makes use of this somehow. It will be most important that those aboard avoid random thoughts that might change the reality of what we're attempting to do. Do you have any further advice, Counselor?
When you begin the attempt, there will be stress. And it's only natural the crew's concentration will shift.
Plus some genuine fear, Captain. You can't notice what's happening outside without feeling some of that.
All decks, all stations. This is the Captain speaking. All decks, I must have your full attention. In a few moments, as we attempt to walk back home, it is vital, absolutely vital, that you center your thoughts on your duty or on the welfare of the one called the Traveler. Think of giving him some of your strength. Now, this is an order. You must try to do this. And now, attempt to concentrate completely on your duty of the moment or on the Traveler, on his well-being. Think of him as someone you care deeply for. All decks, all stations, battle stations.
I will meet Kaczynski back on the main computer.
You need me?
Yes.
Helm set in warp 1.5, retroactive course.
Warp 1.5, retroactive 261, mark 3-1, sir.
Bridge to engineering, stand by.
I feel such an abundance of well-being on the ship. It feels like quite wonderful.
Engineering to bridge. We're ready.
On my order, Mr. Data, Mr. LaForge. Engage.
2.5, sir, which is what my instruments have read all along.
And our position reads exactly what it was before this sleigh ride began, sir.
Cease red alert.
Sleigh ride? Or whatever you want to call it, Data. I don't have a proper name for it.
The traveler's gone, sir.
Gone?
He's phased, completely out of existence. At least out of our existence.
Attention, all decks. This is to inform you that with your support, the traveler has returned us to our own galaxy. However, he has now left us. Wherever he has gone, we wish him well.
Have the boy sent to the bridge, number one.
Wesley Crusher, report to the bridge. On the double.
Our next assignment is on this heading?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Data, Mr. LaForge, increase to warp 5, same heading.
Warp 5, sir. On that same heading, sir.
Ah, oh, Wesley. Come on the bridge. Move.
Commander Riker has told me how supportive you were in engineering. Well done. Oh, at ease. Sit here in command.
Captain.
It's not allowed.
Your orders.
Oh, that's true. Well, I can't waive them again. Only commissioned officers.
It's quite all right, sir. I understand.
Please don't interrupt me, Wesley.
I'm sorry, sir.
Any commission rank, even ensign,
that would give him authorized access to the bridge.
Well, then, I'll have to make him an acting ensign.
Captain's log, stardate 41263.4. For outstanding performance in the best Starfleet tradition, Wesley Crusher is made acting ensign for the duties and privileges of that rank. And whether that rank becomes permanent, Mr. Crusher, depends on you. At the earliest opportunity, your entrance application for Starfleet Academy will be tendered. Until then, you will learn this ship, every operation, every function. Commander Riker, a duty schedule for Mr. Crusher, heavy on study.
Aye, sir.
Meanwhile, you can sit here and learn something.
Sir? Should I send for Dr. Crusher?
Why, someone ill? Or would you rather tell her about this, Wes?
If you don't mind, sir, I'd like to sit here for a while. I'll tell her later.